With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Federal environmental regulators have decided how they'll clean up toxic soil at a former aluminum plant in Columbia Falls. But as MTPR's Ellis Julin reports, a local group disagrees with the plan.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency designated a 1,300-acre parcel that was part of the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company a Superfund site in 2016. The smelter closed years earlier and left behind hazardous chemicals harmful to human health and the environment, like cyanide, fluoride, and heavy metals. In a decision published earlier this month, the agency said it will contain the waste underground on site inside reinforced concrete called a slurry wall. This option was chosen amidst several alternatives and is supported by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. But a local group, the Coalition for a Clean CFAC, called the EPA's decision a failure that could pollute the entire watershed, including the Flathead River. The coalition wanted the site's owner, mining company Glencore, to remove the toxic soil completely. Shirley Folkwine is on the coalition's board.
Once they build that slurry wall, it might stop the flow of the contaminants into the groundwater, but the currently contaminated groundwater will remain contaminated.
Folkwine says the decision goes against the hundreds of comments EPA received from the public asking for removal of the waste. With the record of decision issued, the state and federal government will draft details of the plan and will open it for public comment before finalizing. The containment project is expected to take 2 to 4 years to complete. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.